Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
As always, you can listen to our show, all the local shows we have here on The Fan, on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. I know we just got the latest on what's going on with the Michigan story, and Sharon Moore. We'll talk about that in a second. I just want to take a more phone calls here to kind of wrap up our conversation about Shedeur Sanders and some of the things that we've been talking about this morning. Everything from, you know, our conversation with Nick Costos to Albert Breer's mailbag that he had today that we were talking about on SI. So, Jeff, let me grab a couple phone calls here real quick, and then we'll talk about the other stuff. Cool Ray, what's up, Cool Ray?
Hey, what's up? Merry Christmas to you and your
Merry
family.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
So, question is this. Like, I think Shedeur Sanders is the quarterback of the future, but if he's not, so my thing is this. I don't understand the Browns' dilemma. Like, under Stefanski, he's had 11 quarterbacks, but the Browns organization has, 49 quarterbacks, starting quarterbacks? Am I right?
Yeah, I think that's right. It's ridiculous. So it might be 40. So I don't know why I thought it was 46, but I could be wrong. Keep going.
So my question is, we can honestly say, what is the Browns waiting for somebody to create? A robot? Like, you've had multiple chances to get this right. So even if Shedeur, let's say Shedeur in his next seven games proves that he's the quarterback, doesn't that put the Browns in a situation to where what are you going to do with Watson?
What are they going to do with it? It's 42, by the way.
42. Wouldn't that put the Browns in a dilemma, because you're not going to sit a $42 million man on the bench, even if you got Shedeur proving that he's your starter, you're not going to want him to sit the bench and expect him to sit the bench.
Corey, I wonder what would happen if Deshaun's back healthy, they deem him a viable option, and Shedeur plays well. I wonder if they actually go into next year and have a legit competition. Because it turns out, I don't think this year's competition was legit.
But do they need, if he wins the job, here's my, and Corey, you can answer this too. If he just wins a job, why do they have to have a competition? We've seen what's happened in San Francisco. We know
wouldn't that be the same cluster that we just went through, where you got a $42 million quarterback sitting on your bench that nobody's going to pick up?
Yeah.
And then you got a young stud who's already won it. And you got, and if you, even if you're trying to go get, I don't think Mendoza is going to be good enough to be a franchise quarterback. But if he get picked number one, he's going to have the leeway to fail like everybody else gets the leeway to fail at the number one pick. Mm-hmm. So my thing is, if Shedeur proves himself, we're going to be in the same situation that we were just in this year, because you got $42 million sitting on the bench or expected to start, and you got a young guy who's earned the right to start.
One thing, Cool Ray, that might work, it's just one more year of Deshaun's contract. You know, they might just bite the bullet for a year and let him.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Sit.
Could happen. I mean, you've talked about, you said we've gone through every kind of scenario. Why wouldn't that be? I agree. I've said since day one, if I was writing those checks, I would be looking for return on investment. But if it was so clear that Sanders is out there and can help you win every week, then you just do it. You just stay with Sanders and go forward with it. And Watson sits it out. He sits on the sidelines. I don't know how else you can look at that. But then we've also talked about, you know, when is the right time to let Watson go? The more I hear Watson's on the roster next year. It's just he's here because of the financial ramifications against it. Let's go to Paul, who's in Huntsville, Alabama. Hello, Paul. How are you?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
You are. Hi, what's going on, man?
I'm calling because, like, Shedeur Sanders is, to me, is the Caitlin Clark of NFL for right now. Hmm. Where no matter what happens, it's polarizing on either side. With the question that's happening right now in the Cleveland media, it's not happening about Jackson Dart in New York. It's not happening in New Orleans with Tyler. I say that because if you watched Sanders in college, there was not a question about whether he was an NFL talent or he was a top talent and if in college ready. The problem was when people started spinning a narrative about him was when the fans got upset. It's when the fans start coming at the media back and forth.
Sure.
In reality, he should be able to be a quarterback who's allowed to grow. And what's happening now is Dylan Gabriel was never really a top draft pick, but he's been put in a position as well to fail because he would never be able to play in Cleveland with Sanders there. So what they've done now is sabotage. If I'm a Cleveland fan, I would be upset because, honestly, Sanders should have always been.
Wait, shouldn't every team in the NFL be upset? Every one of them passed on him multiple times. Aren't you mad at every other team at the NFL too?
100%. If I'm a Raiders fan, I'm pissed.
Okay.
If I'm a Raiders fan, I'm pissed. If I guess just the Raiders and maybe Miami.
All right, that's
fair. For the most part. But I mean, I'm just trying to level set what's going on right now is the fact that it was never in question whether or not Sanders was more talented than Dylan Gabriel.
But the problem is, it's not the media that did that.
And in whose mind?
Yeah, the NFL is the one that put it in question. All these other teams that you just said you were mad at, they're the ones that I mean, it was the media saying he should be a top pick, right?
We agree. Yeah. We agree. But in my opinion, just looking at it, the Cleveland fans should be upset because if you're a Browns fan, as terrible as the AFC North is, If he'd have done what he'd done at the beginning of the year, maybe the third game, you guys would have won at least two more games.
But Paul, let me just, as a Cleveland fan, and I think I can speak for a lot of Cleveland fans, there are a lot of Cleveland fans that think that special teams have blown three or four games this season. It didn't matter what was happening on the offense or the defense. So, but at least this is where I think we should be, and this is where I am. I don't know where anybody else is, and you tell me where you are, Paul. He is the starting quarterback of the Cleveland Browns. It doesn't matter how many wins he has. It's his job to keep and maintain for years to come. That's where I want us to be.
You are correct. I would say with one caveat is they still have four media members that are still downplaying his talent, saying he has to prove.
Who cares, man? Who cares? Seriously, I mean, if you like him and he's your quarterback, I'm a member of the media. I don't care what the majority of the media says. I don't know. Maybe just because Jeff and I know all these guys.
You might be a mature individual, but that's not what happens in today's society.
No, I hear you, Paul. Can you do me a huge favor? I'm going to give you my home number. Will you tell my wife that I'm mature? Because she's just like, man, she's not buying that.
I love you guys.
Hey,
too, man. You guys,
appreciate you taking the time to listen on the Odyssey app and call us. Thank you, Paul. I appreciate it. Thanks, man. He's our starting quarterback. Can we just move forward?
Yep.
I'm tired of all these stories behind the scenes. I am. And
I'm tired of everything that happened in the past. Well, he should have started earlier. He should have been drafted. Okay, who cares? He's the starting quarterback of the Browns right now.
Right.
End of story.
I mean, we live
Let's see how it goes moving forward. And just like every other quarterback in the NFL who is a young person and trying to get somewhere, if they don't do the job, they'll be replaced. And if he does the job, they will use him.
Not everyone has an agenda for what's going on. My agenda is to see the team I grew up win games on Sunday. And sit here and not have to be in misery watching everybody else's teams play in the playoffs.
Does the guy wear an orange helmet, Andy?
Yes. Sometimes white, though.
Then let's root for him.
We have a different. We do have the alternative helmet now.
Yeah. If you want to be the Miami Hurricanes for a week, we can wear those white ones.
Paul Hoynes coming up here at noon. I do want to spend a moment just talking about this for a second, what's going on in Michigan. It is, I understand that, like, in the beginning, people would be like, oh, Michigan fired their coach, but the more you start reading into the story, and by the way, we don't have all the facts. I don't know where we're at on this thing. And, you know, I'm reading the Detroit Free Press right now and just saying, you know, the University of Michigan said they found evidence that Moore had an inappropriate relationship with a staffer. And that's kind of where we are. It doesn't sound like anything's happening today. If you're listening to Jeff Thomas's updates, you know, he is in jail. And he's being held for an assault.
Not being charged at this time.
He's being held for an assault investigation, which, as most people know, that you can hold anybody in jail for 24 hours if you have an accusation. So, but my question then just kind of becomes more about, and there's nothing funny about the story. I'm sorry. I'm reading some of the stuff. And you know, people are like, I was getting jokes on my, I was like, guys, if you are starting to dig a little bit, and whether it's true or not, that's the thing. We don't know what's true, and we don't know what's not true. And in a situation like this, I'm the first to kind of laugh at Ohio State and Michigan jokes and stuff like that. It seems to me on this story that there's truthfully nothing funny about it. Zero. Zilch. And so, you know, Jeff and I are kind of sitting here just kind of wondering, you know, where is our place, me and you? I don't care about anybody else. I just said I don't care what half the media says, 90% of the media, what they have to say. It is one of the most prestigious jobs in all of sports.
I think it's one of the few college football jobs where if you get that job, you're not ever looking for another job.
Yeah.
You don't have to.
If you're successful.
Yeah. If it's up to you, you have no reason to look for another job. That's a great job. It's a great university. Leave all the rivalry stuff out. It's a great university, and it's a great gig. And I throw it out there with, you know, schools like Alabama, Texas, Ohio State, Michigan, Notre Dame. I mean, those are primo places to work if you're a college football coach. And it's a shame what's happened. You don't want to see any guy's life get ruined, and it sure feels that way.
So anyway, so Jeff and I mean, we're on top of it. We see what's going on here. Jeff Thomas has done an amazing job giving us updates on what the story is and what the situation is. But if you're looking for jokes about that and you're looking for stuff like that, you're in the wrong place. And Jeff and I'll tell you that straight out. All right, let's talk about something a little bit better when we come back. Paul Hoynes, super friend of the show since day one, got the good news that he will be a part of Cooperstown. Is that the right way to put it, Jeff?
I guess it is.
He will be a part of Cooperstown. So we will talk to the legend, Paul Hoynes, Cleveland.com, Plain Dealer, next, 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.